as we go to the table of the Lord this morning, I'm moved, and you'll understand why in a moment, to the first chapter of the book of Colossians, wherein it reads in the 26th verse, "Even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus." Now, you have the title Communion. I hope you have prepared the elements as we go to the table of the Lord, as we do it with discernment, that we might partake worthily of these elements, I was moved to this passage by a writing this last week from Morning and Evening, done by Charles Haddon Spurgeon, where he writes, "Perfect in Christ," Colossians 1:28. And he says, "Do you not feel in your own souls that perfection is not in you? Does not every day teach you that? Every tear which trickles from your eye weeps imperfection. Every sigh which bursts from your heart cries imperfection. Every harsh word which proceeds from your lip mutters imperfection. You have too frequently had a view of your own heart to dream for a moment of any perfection in yourself. But amidst this sad consciousness of imperfection, here is a comfort for you. You are perfect in Christ Jesus. In God's sight, you are complete in him. Even now, you are accepted in the beloved. But there is a second perfection yet to be realized, which is sure to all the seed. Is it not delightful to look forward to the time when every stain of sin shall be removed from the believer, and he shall be presented faultless before the throne without spot or wrinkle or any such thing? The church of Christ will then be so pure that not even the eye of omniscience will see a spot or a blemish in her. So holy and so glorious that heart," contemporary writer of Spurgeon, "did not go beyond the truth when he said, with my Savior's garments on, holy as the Holy One. Then shall we know and taste and feel the happiness, I would say, joy of this vast but short sentence, complete in Christ. Not till then shall we fully comprehend the heights and the depths of the salvation of Jesus. Does not your heart leap for joy at the thought of it? Black as thou art, thou shalt be white one day. Filthy as thou art, thou shalt be clean. Oh, it is a marvelous salvation, this. Christ takes a worm and transforms it into an angel. Spurgeon says, the Word of God says, no better. A Son of God. Higher than the angel. Christ takes a black and deformed thing and makes it clean and matchless in his glory, peerless in his beauty, and fit, Spurgeon says, to be the companion of seraphs. No, to have the seraphs our servants. Oh, my soul, stand fast and admire this blessed truth of perfection in Christ. That's what we're to do at this table. Not looking at ourselves. If we do, we're described well enough in Spurgeon's passage. But the promise of in Christ, we have perfection. That's why the elements at this table are symbols, and we look through them unto the substance, which is Christ. And the perfection that we have as a result of what Jesus has done for us. We are not the subject at this table. Jesus Christ is. And this cup, which is a symbol of his blood, is to cause us to bring to mind the astounding promise of God that we are perfect in him, and it shall be manifest to those who continue in faith till this promise is fulfilled. As we have been teaching of God's faithfulness in spite of their unfaithfulness to Israel, we, as we see God's performance and faithfulness to Israel. And we grow in confidence, which is part of what faith is. Faith is action based upon belief, sustained by confidence. God asks us not to be blind in faith, but look to his performance, wherein our faith grows, and we take this cup with confidence, acting on the promise of perfection in Christ Jesus. The amazing grace of God toward us in Christ Jesus. We take this cup with thanksgiving for that grace in Jesus. Amen. In eternity, shall this and so many other promises of God that we have in Christ shall be manifest. The bread is at this table, where we may grab hold with the expectation in this life of the manifestation of a promise of God. For this bread symbolizes, this broken bread symbolizes his body, which he said was given for us. And as we, with discernment, look through the scriptures, we find God's word declaring that with his stripes we were healed. Matthew says that he, that is Jesus, took upon himself all our sicknesses and infirmities, that we might be healed. Peter, looking back at the occasion of the crucifixion, which included his scourging, declares unto us that with his stripes we were healed. A sure promise of God, which at this table we grab hold of with confidence, using words as we say and take this bread, that with his stripes we were healed in Jesus Christ. Amen.